वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दीपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयातरवोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमातस्मै Then I should begin. Everybody is speaking about Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving one drop of rasa from the ocean, unlimited ocean of rasa. And I was telling that those who are wandering in this very big ocean of birth and death, death, miseries and sorrows, by the kind of Krishna, they will have very good association. And they will have Guru. And by the grace of Guru and Krishna, a seed of Bhakti Lata is come. I have also explained that seed is the tendency to serve Krishna. From outside, it seems like Shraddha. I also explained that Shraddha of two kinds and have told so many things. The devotee becomes a gardener and plants the seed in his heart and giving water. What is that water? To hear the pastimes of Krishna, the glories of Krishna, to hear that who am I, why I have come to this world, who is Krishna, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is controlling all these things, where to go, what is our duties, he hears all things. This is like water. This tendency of serving Krishna gradually improves, becomes thick. How it grows? First, two lips come out. First it is sprouted and two lips are coming. Not like this, but like folding way. The upper side of this leaf, some rough, and gradually when it will develop and it will be like this, then inner side will come and it is so smooth. So upper side is Vaidhi Bhakti. And inner side, so smooth, is Ragaruga Bhakti. If you are going on chanting, remembering and listening Hari Katha, or two lips come out, and these are Kleshagni and Subhada, the name of the lips. Kleshagni and Subhada. How to practice these things? What bhakti? What is Sarup Siddha Bhakti? Not Karma Mishra, Gyan Mishra. Karma Mishra means mixed with karma, where karma is prominent, bhakti is like a servant, not this. Where there is some supremacy of bhakti, but mixed with karma. This is not Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Anna Abhilashita Sunyam, he will tell afterwards. Anna Abhilashita Sunyam, Gyan Karmat Dhanabhritam, Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Not mixed any with worldly desire. What to tell? Worldly desire? No Siddhi, no Jog Siddhi, no desire to mix in Brahma. No mukti, no salvation, any kind of salvation among five. Nothing. Do you want to serve Narayan? No. Even I don't want. You want to serve like Hanuman Ram? No, I have no desire. Oh, you want to serve Krishna? Yes. But that Krishna is served by Rukmini and Satva. No, I don't like that. Even. Then what do you like? You want to serve the Parsarthi Krishna? No, no, I don't like that. My Krishna will not go to Mahabharata and fight with all Duryodhana. Then you want to serve the husband of Kubja? The friend of Kubja, of Mathura? No, no, don't I like. I like to serve Brajendranandan, Shyamishundar. Oh, Brajendranandan. The son of Yashoda or Nanda Baba. So you want to serve him? No, I don't like. What do you want? Then you will tell that Brajendranandan, but not as a son. I want to serve him like a son, having hands, makhan and misri in hands, going here and there. Oh, you want Brajendranandan, the friends of Dham, Shidham, Pasudham, Isto Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, and Madhumangal. I like more. I'm not satisfied with this. Then what you want? You want to serve Krishna of Braja? In what way? Oh, I want to be the Palladashi of Radhika only. This desire. This is Uttama Bhakti, Sarvottama Bhakti. Not Uttama only, but Sarvottama Bhakti. This bhakti is called Rupanuga, not only Raganuga. Rupanuga bhakti is more superior than Raganuga. All Raganuga are not Rupanuga, but all Rupanuga, Vaishnava, are Raganuga. Understand something? Why you be so far away? So, all we want Raganuga, but not only Raganuga, we want Rupanuga. Very far difference between them. Here it has not been told very vividly. Anya bhilashita sunyam gyan karma adhyanabritam anukulena krishna anusinanam bhakti uttama. It is general thing. General bhakti it has been told. Three symptoms have been given for this. Krishna anusilan bhakti uttama. Actually, to serve Krishna, only to please him, will be bhakti, but not uttama bhakti. If any desire for worldly desire or spiritual desire is there, then it is not uttama bhakti. It will be bhakti, but mixed, amalgamated bhakti. It will not take you to Braja. Certainly it will not take. Also, if you have this human body, you will have to do some karma, and you have to follow some gyan. Without this, you cannot live. You will die at once. So you will have to accept if you are human body. But it should not be controlled. Your bhakti should not be controlled or covered by karma and gyan. How? You know Karna, you know Jarasandha. They have faith in religion. They have faith in Varnashram Dharma. Varnashram Dharma, you know? They have faith. They have faith in God also. But that God is Krishna Himself. They don't know. So we don't like that bhakti. Covered with gyan and karma, their bhaktis. You know Maharaj Harishchandra? He gave everything to Vishwamitra. Even he gave it in dream, but he gave. But here bhakti, there is something bhakti, but covered with karma. It will lead us only to swarga. So we don't want these things. So, shuddha pure bhakti, one-ended. We can honor all, but my Ishtadev will be one. And who? Krishna? Yes, Krishna maybe, but there is some doubt. Our Ishtadevi will be Srimati Radhika. Then what is the relation with Krishna? Oh, he is beloved of my Ishtadevi, Srimati Radhika. This is supreme bhakti, pure bhakti. And this bhakti will lead you to Braja, and thus you can serve Krishna so well. So this is Rupanuga Bhakti. Anyone serving Krishna like sun, it is Raganuga Bhakti, no harm. It is very high thing. But it is not Rupanuga, because Rupa Goswami is not doing in his internal swarup. When he is Rupa Manjari, he is serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. And being in the side of Srimati Radhika, if Krishna is defeated, she becomes so happy and claps. And if Radhika is defeated, he becomes sad. So in the jab Radhika dukhi hai, to Krishna dukhi ho jaye.
When she's unhappy, when she's sad.
When she's unhappy, Rupa Manjari becomes unhappy. When Srimati Radhika is placed, he is placed. always nearby, living, serving Srimati Radhika, conjugal. This is the highest topic of top of Rupa Nuga. Or all acharyas are Rupa Nuga. None of them are actually Vaidhi Bhakti following. Any of from Ishwar Puripad and Madhvendra Puripad. And then Ishwar Puripad. And after that, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, all the six Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. After that, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and Srivas. After that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur. And after that, Jagannath Das Babaji, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gaur Kushos Das Maharaj. He always used to chant, Oh, Vrindavaneshwari, where you are. Krishna, Manamohini, Radhe, Kothaye Go, Kothaye Go. Always weeping and shouting, Oh, Radhe, where you are. After that, Daitdas came. You know Daitdas? Who is Daitdas? Dait means? Srimati Radhika is Daita. So Prabhupada was the Das, servant of that, Daitdas. After that, our Gurudev came and Swamiji came. They are all Rupanuga Vaishnava in the line of Rupa Goswami, not in Vaidhi Bhakti Malli, but for general mass, they have taught Vaidhi Bhakti also. But their Vaidhi Bhakti is separate from Ramanuj, Madhva, and all others. This bhakti of our acharyas will lead us to enter in bhakti rasa, in Raganuga bhakti. But there will not, the bhakti of Ramanuj never will come in Braja bhakti, never will come. They will be stopped in Vaikunth if they are gained siddhi, yet they will have to wait there. But by any chance, if Rupanuga Vaishnava goes to Vaikuntha, he will not be satisfied like Gokumar, and he will proceed further. And when he will reach in Vrindavan, and he will mix with Braj, Gop or Gopis, then he will be satisfied. Otherwise, he will never be satisfied. Now he is telling that this seed of bhakti creeper being planted here and given water of saman and kirtan, then it goes beyond Brahmand. What is Brahmand? Bhur bhuva soha mahajana tapas satya tal talatal patal rasatal. These 14 lokas makes a Brahmand. And after that, there are 8 covers. You will have to. This bhakti creeper goes there. What is the meaning of this? That bhakti goes there, creeper goes there. No any desire of this bhulok. No desire of Swargalok. Maha, Jana, Tapa, Satya, Mane Brahmalok, Brahma where. No desire like Sanakshanandan, Sanatan, living in Tapalok, Siddhalok. Tal Tala, Tal Patal, like Prahlad Maharaj, he lives in Sutalok. And he serves there Bhamandev. It goes beyond that. So in the meantime, sadhak should uproot something. These are like some creepers, something like bhakti creeper. If you are not uprooting them, then having that water, they will increase and bhakti creeper will be go down. And after some time it will be yellow, and after that it will be finished. Because all water the plants will take, and that is, what are they? Bhukti, mukti, vancha, and all other things. If you are entering in bhakti and your seed is grazing, if it has not reached to nishtha, then it will shake like pendulum here and there, not fixed. Whether I should live in this world, married or without marriage, very big problem. Why not to be married life? Because Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva, Janak Maharaj, and all were married. So it must be very easily easy thing. But again a question comes, that why Sukadeva Goswami, Narad Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, they left home, everything, wives and children, everything they left. Bharat Maharaj, why? So I should give up all these things. These are all nonsense. They will not help in my bhakti, so I give up. But again things, all gopis have served Krishna, so much being in householders. So what happened? So always in dilemma, what to do, not to do, bhakti goes down. So all kinds of these desires should be uprooted with roots. But there are another some upashakha. Upashakha means? They came from the root of the same creeper. Like you have seen Loki. Loki means?
Pumpkin creeper.
You know? From the root of that very
creeper.
So many
branches
come. If the branches are going on, then the mool root, mool creeper,
original,
will cannot go up. So qualified gardener cuts them. He cannot uproot because the original creeper will be uprooted. So very carefully he cuts down. What is this? If it has gone, this creeper has gone above Brahmand, also crossing Brahmalok, Siddhalok, Shivalok to Vaikunthalok. In the same creeper to serve Krishna, Narayan is there. Same root. So you should cut off. Api taktva lakshmi pati deva maneni, Raghunath Das Goswami has told. If you want to go in Braj and to have a Braj bhakti, this topmost kind of uttama bhakti, then you should cut that desire. Hanuman serves Ram so well. So well. Always serving and serving. Once he was searching Sita Devi. Where she is? when Ram returned from Lanka, killing Ravan, in this same time, he saw that where he is. Such and such, he went in the bathroom and saw that mother is there. Oh, I was searching you, mother. What are you doing? I am doing Shringar. You know Shringar?
Decoration
of hair. She was giving a very red thing like sindoor here.
Dry red black.
He told us, mother, why you are giving, putting this red color here? Oh, it is suhag. Suhag means? It is a thing by which we put it that my husband should live long. Oh, very good. And after that, he came back. When Sita Devi came from bathroom, he entered that bathroom. And he took all the color and mixed water and put on whole his body. And he went to Ram, where Ram was sitting with all his court.
Royal Assembly.
Sita was also there. All began to laugh. What he has done? Then Ramchandra told him that, why you have put so much color here and there, everywhere? Oh, I heard from my mother that if she is taking a very little, putting red color here, then your life will be so much. So I am putting everywhere that you should long live, also more than that. So always, once he was serving day and night, Bharat, Shatrughna, Lakshman and Sita Devi, they made a council. And they were telling each other that Hanuman always serving, we have no time to serve. Always serving, anything service. Ram calls him and he goes and he serves. So we should try to divide all services among four. Sita Devi, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatru. Divided everything. They left no service for Hanuman. Hanuman was weeping and he went to four that you have taken my all services. What should I do? I cannot leave. I will die. So please give me anything. No. We have been divided all. Then he told that you should give me one service that I should do like this when Ram has any...
Yawning,
you know?
Yawning.
When anyone is tired, then he... In Indian custom, Vedic culture, when anyone has this, he should tell Ram Ram and do like this. That be careful. To being careful, it is done. Be careful, don't be do like this. So Hanuman tell that, sometimes Ram...
May take
this. So I give this job. You have not divided this job. So give me that job. They know that Ram has never tired. He is never too tired. So there is no chance to serve like this. So they told Ajay, yes, you can do. When he will do like this, then you should do. Otherwise, no. He was satisfied and he came out of room and at the door he was sitting and he was doing Ram Ram like this, Ram Ram Ram. Ram began to do like that, always. Always and always he was doing in day and night for 24 hours, nothing to do anything. They have no time to serve Ram because he was doing always this and new room had come. They went to Hanuman, why you are doing so? He told that, I don't know when he will do. And he is in the room and I am out of room. So I am doing that when he will do. But he is doing now, all time he is doing whole night and day. We have no time to serve him, no service. Now he is restless. So you don't do like this. He will tell, you have given me that service, I will do, I must do. Then they went to Ram, what to do now? We cannot serve you. He is always doing like this and you are long, cutting that yawn. Oh, Ramchandra told that, go to Hanuman and tell him and satisfy him. Very honorably, you should honor him. And tell that we will divide some service to you and you should be satisfied. And we will also serve you. Then they went to Hanuman and told this. So Hanuman always serving Ram. You want to be the servant like Hanuman to Ram? No, I don't like. Why? Because the friends of Braja, they can embrace Krishna, Hanuman cannot. They can also climb on the shoulder of Krishna. Oh, we are same. Our father is not poor than you, your father. My father has
11 lakhs.
Your father has only
9 lakhs.
Siddham can do like this. Oh, I'm more stronger than you. You can defeat only serpents. But I can defeat you. And if you have no belief, then you can come and wrestle me. Like this. Taking anything, they can give to Krishna. Hanuman cannot give. So, these friends, what to tell these friends? Even Arjun of Hastinapur, the associate of Dwarkadhish, is more better than, senior than, higher than this thing. Arjun is more superior. Krishna has given his sister, Subhadra, and he has become brother-in-law. Krishna is servant on the chariot of Arjun, serving all these Arjun. And he has become Parsarthi. He can sleep on the same bed with Krishna, always embracing. So he is more superior. After that, Uddhava is more superior than Arjun. He can send Uddhava to gopis to pacify his father, mother and gopis. He cannot send Arjun because he does not know what is prem and especially Braj prem. Now he is in Radhakund as a tree and doing astarties there. So, Uddhava is more superior than all. But this Uddhava, what wants? Āśāmaho charanarenu yuṣāmaham syam brindāvane kumap gulmalatau siddhīnam. He wants to be a dust of the lotus feet of all the gopis, any of gopis. Brahmā wants to be the dust of any Brajavāsī or any of the creatures of Braja. But Uddhava wants to be only the dust of gopis. And among that gopis, who is prominent? Srimati Radhika. So he is telling, Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam Padarenum. Renum, Padarenum is singular number. Gopis are so many. So singular number for what thing? One dust.
Particle.
Then he is telling that I am not qualified to pray that dust. In what direction the dust is there, I am only doing pranam to that direction. So how gopis are supreme? So they can serve Krishna more than anyone. Their bhakti is called Uttama Bhakti. So those who have some greed to serve like them, their bhakti is called Raganuga. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Rupa Goswami, in very brief, that but very highest thing. If you want to serve that thing, then you will have to cut down all these desires. To serve Ram, to serve Dwarkadhish, to serve Krishna like Rukmini and Satyabhama, also you will have to give up the desire to serve Krishna like Shan, like friend, like also you will have to cut the desire to serve like Lalita Vishakha. How to serve? Like Rupa Goswami. This is our life. Only in the line of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. Tavai Vashmi, Tavai Vashmi, Najimami Tvayabhina, Iti Vigyan Radhe Tvang Naimam Charinam Tike. You are only mine. Tavai Vashmi. Surely you are mine. Surely you are mine. I cannot live without you. If you are rejecting me, then no use of coming to Braja, no use of serving Krishna even. I will die at once. Padabjyostava vinabaradashyameva. Nannat kadapi samaye kile devi jache sakhyayate rasa. Sakhyayate mama namastu namastu nityam. Dasyayate mama rasosti rasa. I want to be your dasi. Nothing else. So, he is teaching Rupa Goswami like this. One-ended bhakti. No desire at all. But we have so many desires. Because we are in very primary stage. So gradually you will have to hear in the association of high-class Vaishnava than ourselves. Gradually, Krishna will arrange. You cannot arrange. You should only pray. But pray very purely. No? Then Krishna will know and he will arrange that your association and you can have. So, in morning we read a shlok of Kapil Devahuti. Kapil, Bhagavan Kapil was telling to her mother. Satam prasangam mama virja sambidau bhavantirita karnara sajana katha tajyosanat asu apabarga vartmani sradharati bhakti yanukramishyati. So this is life. We should try to follow this life. Without sadhu sangha, we cannot
progress.
We cannot give up our desires even. But nowadays is very rare, very rare. When any Vaishnava meets together, they only discuss their problems. What is the problem? They don't discuss Krishna Bhakti. This is the problem. Where is there are problems? Only discussing whole day and night when meeting? Then how we can have anything from them? So we should try to go where there is no problem. Like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, like Prabhupada Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. No problem at all. All problems are coming and they are keeping their feet on the heads of all problems and progressing always towards bhakti. We should try to do like this. There is no problem at all. Only the problem, how we will have the service of conjugal. This is only problem. Nothing problem. So, we should try to follow Rupa Goswami. I'll have to explain something more. So, you should do a kirtan. We cannot do. But if there is sadhu sangha, it's good, very bona fide association. Guru and Vaishnava, they will help us and by their special mercy we can uproot. How? Narada did it. There was a person named Puranjaya. He was a very big king. Narad Rishi went to him. And how he approached his all desires. Govind Bhakt will explain something. He should come here and give a mic to him.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad. So I'll speak very briefly so that Gurudev can continue his pravachan. Coming in the line of Prithu Maharaj, after Prithu Maharaj left the planet, his eldest son was Antadana.
All are hearing, otherwise he'll tell louder.
Antadana had his eldest son was Haviradana. And Haviradana, his eldest son was Bahishad. So Bahishad, he was very expert in performing fruitive activities, and he was one of the Prajapatis. Lord Brahma, he asked Bahishad to get married, and he asked him to marry the daughter of the ocean. Her name was, I cannot remember. So, actually, I have it here. Let me look in my sheet of paper. Let's pull it out. Her name was Satadruti. So Satadruti, she was very, very beautiful. Stated that at the time of her marriage, she was circumambulating Maharaj Bahishad 7 times, as is the custom. And at this time, then is saying the union between husband and wife, that this is being made tight. So there's a verse, Pumsastriyo Matuni Bhavamitam Tayo Mita Ridaya Granti Ahu Ridaya Granti. And after circumambulating, then there's glancing between the bride and the bridegroom. And at this point, this is supposed to make the combination between male and female very, very strong. So it's stated that when she was circumambulating her husband, that he was becoming, just by this circumambulation, he was he was so attached because she was so beautiful. But not only he was becoming attached, but Agnidev, who was there, he was becoming completely attached. The demons who were there, they were falling over. The Gandharvas, they were going mad. The different sages, they lost all equilibrium. And they only heard her ankle bells. So, you can imagine the beauty of this lady. Very, very beautiful. So, they got married, and they were living happily ever after, so we think. And they had 10 children, the Prachetas they called. And the Prachetas were sent to perform austerities because Maharaj Bahishad, he wanted them to also take on posts as Prajapatis, progenitors. On their way to the ocean, they decided that they'll go to the ocean and they'll perform austerities. And on their way, they came to a lake, very, very peaceful atmosphere, very calm lake. And emerging from the water came Lord Shiva with his different associates. So Lord Shiva, he came and he gave them instruction. He instructed them on some prayers that they would say to get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and said that by saying these prayers, that whatever desires they had, that would be fulfilled. So they submerged themselves in the water, for a period with the intention to say these prayers for a period of 10,000 years. So in the meantime, Maharaj Barisat, he was in his kingdom, in the palace, and performing fruitive activities, going very strongly, performing his fruitive activities. He was a very powerful person. And Narada Muni, he came on the scene. Throughout the Bhagavatam, we see that Narada Muni is always appearing, giving instruction. So Narada Muni, he asked him, he said, why are you so absorbed and so intent on performing all these fruitive activities? He said, by performing these activities, you will not become free from suffering, neither will you get happiness. Because the happiness and suffering that is due to you, or even due to the people in your kingdom, that is fixed. Later on in this section, Srila Prabhupada, he quotes the verse, Tasyeva hito prayato takovido nalabite yagramatam uparidam talabite dukavad anyata sukam kalena savaja gabira ramasa. That Tasyeva hito prayate takovido nalabite yagramatam uparidam. That the amount of happiness and distress that we will get, that's all already been fixed. That no matter what we do, we cannot change that situation. That we may engage in so many different activities, whether it be fruitive activities, or whatever activities there may be to try and alleviate the situation. But later on it's explained that it's just like you have a weight on one shoulder, you shift it onto another shoulder, and you think that there's some relief, but actually it's not really altered anything because the pain's going to come on the other shoulder. Then you put it on your head, and then the shoulder is relieved, but you get a sore head. And so, explaining like this, that you can't change anything. But rather, the instruction is given by Guru Lord Brahma, Tate nukampam shusham yikshamano punjane vatma pitam vipakam. Mercy of the Lord, the compassion of the Lord, and endure whatever suffering that comes, and engage in devotional service, relief from the heart, with words, with the body, with all one's activities. One should just engage in devotional service, no matter what reactions are coming due to one's past activities. And then liberation, not just mukti, but param mukti, prem bhakti, then ultimately one will achieve that. So Narada Muni, his mood in approaching King Bahisat was like this. But he did not directly say like that. But rather he said, let me tell you a story of a king. Because you're performing so many animal sacrifices, and by performing these animal sacrifices, so many reactions are coming. So let me tell you a story about a king. And he narrates the story of Puranjan. So Puranjan means he who enjoys, literally means one who enjoys the material body. As the story goes, Puranjan, he's wandering around the earth, feeling dissatisfied, looking for a sense gratification. But he's getting frustrated because he cannot find a good place where he can enjoy life. So finally, south of the Himalaya Mountains, he finds a tract of land, Bharatvash. And there, he comes across a city with 9 gates. Also, the city has huge domes, 3 huge domes, assembly halls, very nicely decorated. So these 9 gates, they symbolize the 9 gates of the body. The 2 eyes, the ears, mouth, nostrils, rectum, and genitals. So the domes, they signify the 3 modes of nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. The 3 modes of material nature. And also within this city, said to be in the center, their houses, which are decorated with sapphires, rubies, pearls, all diamonds, all types of valuable jewels. And that center is the heart. That is the heart of the living entity. And these valuable jewels represent the different material desires, the desires to enjoy within the material world. So, on the outskirts of this city, also is described that they're the walls, and many things are described, but I'll just give a gist explanation. So the outskirts, there's a park with a lake in it, and the time of the year, it's springtime, it's very very pleasing time of the year, the spring breeze is blowing on the leaves, flowers, and it's creating an erotic sensation in the air, very sensual. And at that time, Puranjan, he sees a very beautiful lady. She's dressed in a yellow sari, gold belt, and very, very beautiful. It's explained in the Bhagavatam. Very nicely shaped. And Puranjan is automatically just attracted. He's captivated. He's entranced. So Puranjan, just bewildered, stumbles over to the lady. Here he is, he's a king, great controller, but just seeing such a form before him, already his knees are wobbling, more than mine are wobbling up right now. So Puranjan, he approaches the lady. And then he asks, "Who are you? Who may you be? Are you the goddess of fortune? Are you Lakshmi? Lakshmi Devi? The wife of Lord Narayan? And if you are, where is your lotus flower? Or are you Bhavani? The wife of Lord Shiva? Or Mother Sarasvati? Or might you be one of the damsels from the heavenly planets? But your feet, they're touching the ground. So we can understand that you're not a damsel from the heavenly planet. So what is your origin? Where did you come from?" And this lady, she was being accompanied by 10 servants. And each servant had 100 wives. And protecting her was a serpent with 5 hoods. So it's explained that the servants, they represent the 5 knowledge-acquiring senses and the 5 working senses. And the wives of the servants represent the different desires to enjoy within the material world again. And the lady herself represents material intelligence. And the serpent with the 5 hoods represent the 5 life ears. So she replies that, "I do not know my origin, and these people who accompany me, my friends, I do not really know their origin or my protector, the serpent. But I do not know how this park is manifest, but I know that this is an arrangement for me to give you enjoyment." So she starts to speak with Puranjan and explains how there's nobody in the world but him, and starts to sweet talk him. And then she explains that Grihastha life, that not Grihastha life, married life, that this is such a nice situation where we can engage in religiosity, we can engage in economic development, sense gratification, and at the end, we may think a little bit about liberation. He said, "But those transcendentalists who are going around chanting Hare Krishna, that they don't know the happiness that we get from our material sense gratification. They cannot conceive. So she's speaking like this, and Puranjan is lapping it all up. So, they get married, and they have 1,200 children. 1,100 boys and 110 girls. So enjoying family life like this, Griha Medhi life. This is Griha Medhi life, not just family life. So enjoying like this, then Puranjan, because it's stated in the Gita that this eternal enemy known as lust, it's insatiable enemy that is never satisfied. So even though he had very nice wife, she was very chaste to him, very, very beautiful, but still he had the desire to go out hunting. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport says that he wasn't just hunting for animals, but he was going hunting for other ladies. So so then he went out into the forest and performed his heinous activities, killing different animals and upsetting so many citizens. And then when he came back, he couldn't find his wife. But looking, then finally he found her laying down in a very practically unconscious state. So he was very disturbed and trying to revive her, but she wouldn't come to. So then he started to speak to her and speak sweet words. And finally, she came to and after giving him the shock of his life, then she started to please him again by her very chaste behavior. So it stated that then that his wife, she controlled Puranjan, that if she said stand, he stood. She said sit, he said go there, she went there, go there. But she controlled by very subtle means, that apparently he was the great warrior, very, very strong and powerful, but he was completely under her grips. And he went on like this, forgetting the goal of life to achieve Krishna prema, love of God. And he went on many years. Then it's explained that one Gandhava, he came on the scene, and this Gandhava, he was the personification of time. So, in due course of time, though the serpent that was protecting Puranjan was getting old, was getting weak, and time had a daughter, and the daughter was old age and invalidity. And she just happened to be looking for a husband. So she, old age, invalidity, another place says death. So she went to Narada Muni and wanted to marry Narada Muni. But Narada Muni is Brahmachari and he could not satisfy her. So she got angry and she cursed him that he would not be able to stay any place for more than 3 days. Then she, looking, then she came in contact with
the brother of death.
The brother of death called what did he represent? There was Prajwara, high fever, and there There was there's a Yavin king who was fear personified. So he said that there was no need to get married, you can just be my sister and we can enjoy, no problem. So they formed an army of fear personified, old age invalidity, death all in one time, and fever. And they attacked Puranjan. And Puranjan, by this time, his defense mechanism was so weak, the vital ears from so much enjoyment, that he got dragged out of his body. But because Puranjan, being dragged out of his body, he was attached to his family situation, he was attached to his wife, because she was such a good wife, very beautiful, very chaste to him. So due to this attachment, it stated, Yamyam vapi smaram bhavam tyajap yante kalevaram tam tam ivatikonteya saratat bhavam bhavitaha. That whatever one is thinking at the time of death, that state one will achieve. So in his next birth, he took birth as a female due to being attached to his wife. And he was Vaidarbhi, the daughter of King Vaidarbha. And she was then married to Maharaj Malaidwaj, who was a very great devotee of the Lord. So when Malaidwaj, he retired from his kingdom, he went and he performed his austerities and devotional service and achieved the kingdom of God. So Vaidarbhi, the wife, had followed behind him and she was serving him in every way that she could. So she was ready to enter into the fire by which his body was being burnt. But at that time, an old friend of Puranjan, Ambigata, who was an old friend of Puranjan in the previous life, came up in the form of a Brahmin and said, Vaidarbhi, don't you remember me? We're old friends. Just like two swans in a lake, we've been together for many, many years. Actually, that Brahmin is the Super Soul, Lord Paramatma, who had been traveling with Puranjan through his different experiences. And then the Brahmin explained to Vaidarbhi that actually you're not the wife of Malaidwaj, nor were you nor were you Puranjan. But due to misidentification with the body, thinking the body to be the self, then you have developed the attachment. And this way, the super soul, in the form of a Brahmin, preached to Vaidarbhi. So, Narada Muni, explaining all this to Maharaj Pratyumna Barisat. But Maharaj Pratyumna Barisat, he said at that time that I cannot fully understand this. So Narada Muni had to explain again, explaining the different allegories, what everything meant. But still, even though Pratyumna Barisat, he was Maharaj Pratyumna Barisat, he was sincere in the sense that when Narada Muni came to his palace, he worshipped Narada Muni as guru, and he inquired from him. He inquired that, I am caught up in fruitive activities, so how can I get out of this situation? So it's stated in the Bhagavatam, Tat Shraddhana Munayo Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya Pasyanti Atmani Bhakta Shuta Grihitaya, that one who is serious to get out of this repeated cycle of birth and death, then one will inquire, but not just inquire superficially, but to try to inquire deeply into the subject matter of, who am I? Why are these threefold miseries affecting me? How can I become free from this situation and actually serve the Lord? So he was inquiring in this mood, and obviously he was a very special person to have such a guru as Narada Muni come to him and give him instruction. But still, due to the attachment, he could not quite understand. So Narada Muni told him another story. He told him the story of a deer that was enjoying with family, but not realizing that in front, behind some bushes, there's a tiger ready to eat him up. And behind was a hunter ready to shoot. That the tiger represented time element, which is taking away the duration of life. And behind, the hunter represents death. So in the same way, he was explaining that we have so much time allotted to us in this life. And that time is meant for self-realization. That is explained in the first canto of Bhagavatam. That one's energy should be utilized towards liberation, not sense gratification. So that time should be utilized in that way for self-realization, because at every moment, the time that one loses, one cannot get back. That time is so valuable. So in this way, he was preaching to him the importance of taking to self-realization immediately. Because in the back of the mind of Maharaj Prachinibharisat, he was thinking that my sons are doing some austerities there to take on the post as progenitors, prajapatis. So let me arrange that. Then after, I will renounce. So he was preached to us so expertly by Narada Muni, and I'm sure I've probably blown a few people out, but anyway. He was preached to so expertly by Narada Muni that he immediately gave up his situation, and then he took to the life of an ascetic. Hare Krishna.
So you should try to understand this pastime. How to uproot? You should know afterward that Hiranyakashipu thought that I am enjoyer of this world. Kans thought like that. So many kings thought like that. I am enjoyer of this world. So you should know that we are all like Puranjan. Not satisfying by one wife. Divorcing 20, 24, 25, 100 wives and making new wives, new husbands, seeking, enjoying. But at last, a very old age will come and she will marry. Forcibly she will marry. And you will have give up everything. And in the last time, what ambition you have here, you will have to be there. So give up all the desires. Human body, Krishna has mercifully given. So we should not destroy in making sense gratifications. It is not for this. Only to serve Krishna and to realize Atma and Krishna himself. And to serve Krishna. Only for Tijo. In other bodies, we cannot realize all these things, only in a human body. So at last you saw that Puranjan gave up everything by the association of Narada Rishi. And he came in the renounce order and he served Krishna and he went to serve Krishna. So we should try to make it this. Don't try to only test these worlds, sense gratification, and I cannot live by without this. You can. When old age will come, you will have to give up all these things. So, from beginning, you should be very careful, like Puranjan, to obey the orders of Srila Narada Rishi and make a very sacred life to practice bhakti yoga. then your life will be successful. First time I came last year, and I have no any touch with Buddhara Prabhu, Buddha Prabhu. He came to me and he told that I have noticed something from your graha and everything. And he told that very soon you will be very famous in the whole world. I could not realize all these things. But he told, before I have no idea that I will go all round world, east and west and everywhere. I have no desire to, at that time I had no desire to go out of Vrindavan. I had a very simple desire that I will be always observed in Vrindavan, chanting and remembering. He told that, no, you cannot sit there. You have to go all round world and very soon you will be famous in everywhere. Your books will go everywhere. Now I am seeing his
benediction.
Huh? That he, all things have come true. What he has, he told about 1 hour to me. And I am seeing now that very easily I am going here, there, Australia, Indonesia, Singapore. It was very hard for me to go there, enter in Singapore. But Krishna arranged everything. Swamiji arranged everything, my Gurudev. He foretold all these things. So now I am seeing also that he is not forecasting, but he is also helping so much. And where there are some obstacles, there were in America, here and there, he always helped me. So I am so indebted to him, I cannot repay him. I want that he should speak 2 minutes, a couple of minutes.
A very rare opportunity to be in the presence of people who are striving to find God and to serve God and to practice spiritual life. And it's an even more rare opportunity to be in the presence of someone who has dedicated their entire life to serving God, perfecting their spiritual life. You'll excuse me, Maharaj, I'm not feeling very well.
The Buddha is diabetes. Get him some juice.
His juice is coming.
What can I say? Sometimes one is very fortunate. I feel very fortunate to be in the association of such lovely people, lovely devotees who are around Maharaj. I feel very blessed to be in Maharaj's company. Thank you. Diabetes is a good analogy.
No diabetes, nothing. Only mood can. Our relationship, and it made you like so. So, don't try to hide.
I was going to say that the sugar thing is a very good analogy, because I don't know if anybody else experiences the sugar, but when you have the sugar, low sugar, you have this experience of only wanting sugar. No matter what happens. All you can think about is sugar.
We all have that experience.
Right. I know. I was sitting in my room yesterday, and thinking that I really wanted Maharaj's association. And that the association of a person like Maharaj is so rare and so sweet. Better than sugar. Happily, he drew me here, and I feel very fortunate to be here. I'm not a very eloquent person. I feel very blessed by Maharaj. Last night I was thinking how fortunate I am, because I feel that despite so many disqualifications, that he has accepted me. And I'm very, very grateful for that. And I think it's very eloquent of him to speak about how the sadhu and the guru give the blessing to take away all of the obstacles to come to Krishna, to come to God. So I pray very sincerely that he continue to draw me to him, and that he continue to bless me and all my friends here to realize something of Krishna, to realize something of God, and to continue to give me sweet things.
Namaste.
Good morning. Joe, please stand up.
Oh, his name?
His name is...
Oh.
The mic, please.
He is very lucky. He has served me so much. I've changed his name, Jamuna Jeevan. That is Jamuna Jeevan, not Jamuna Jeevan. Gopis, all cowherd boys, used to go in Jamuna to search Krishna. Gopis always want to meet Krishna and to serve. And there they play so many pastimes. So Jamuna Jeevan, the life of Jamun Prem, which were done between Krishna and Gopis. So his name is Jamuna Jeevan, not Jamuna. Jamun Jeevan. Very good name. Jamun Jeevan Prabhu ki.
Bhakta Rai now.
Very good boy.
Brahmachari.
Rashikendra. Rashikendra. Rashikendra Das Brahmachari. Who is Rashikendra? Rashik Indra is himself Krishna. So another name of Krishna is Rashikendra. So he is Rashikendra Das Brahmachari. Jai Rashikendra Prabhu ki.
Abhi.
Oh. What name?
Achyuta Mohini.
Achyuta Mohini. Achyuta is himself Krishna, but she can control. So only Radhika can control Krishna, no other. So his dashi is
Achyuta Mohini.
Achyuta Mohini. Very good name. Achyuta Mohini ki.
Chandra Das.
Very good boy. Chandrasekhar Prabhu ki. You know Chandrasekhar? He was the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to tell him Bap, 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 like this. Chandrasekhar
Prabhu.
Prabhu ki.
Last verse. Krishna Shakti.
Oh, very good. Very good name it was, but we have changed some now.
Krishna Kripa.
Oh, Krishna Kripa Prabhu. Krishna Kripa Prabhu. Now we will call you Krishna Kripa Prabhu.
Brahmachari.
Krishna Kripa Prabhu. Your father, mother and everyone will. We will all call you Krishna Kripa Brahmachari. Ki?
One more.
Who?
Devas Modi.
Oh, yes.
Oh, prominent.
Oh, this side. Devas? Where is Devas?
Oh, yes. Yeah. What name?
Dina
Dina Dayal Prabhu. Dina Dayal. Krishna is Dina Dayal. Very good name, Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal Prabhu ki?
One more thing, the devotees in France, they have made a wonderful program.